hours between 6 and 8 o'clock on Thursday the 31st. But we're also going to be encouraging any families that want to trick-or-treat during that time period to be advised to stay home if they're sick, maintain social distancing of 6 feet, wear a cloth mask, covering your mouth and nose, not just a Halloween mask, but an actual cloth mask. And maintain social distancing of 6 feet if you're not within the same household. Make sure to wash your hands and do all the same things that you would do if you were just practicing social distancing and safe practices without wearing a Halloween costume. And we're encouraging homeowners that want to participate to kind of mark out 6 foot lines in front of your home, have as per the state standards, try to position kind of a distribution table between yourself and trick-or-treaters to make sure that as candy's being passed out, it's being passed out in as safe a way as possible. So we're going to see how it goes. I think other cities are grappling with this too. The date here, but as another safe way that families can engage and celebrate the holiday season.
Yeah, this is a tough one, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we started to see candidate campaigns themselves and talking to you kind of close up. A lot of candidate campaigns kind of knock on the door, leave a piece of lit, kind of step back while wearing a mask and talk from a distance.